Hi, I'm Ben. This week we're going to walk through the process of buying a domain name. We'll see that it's actually relatively easy, and as always, we'll cover a few concepts important to the course along the way. First, we should talk about what a domain name is. Remember from lecture that we can contact machines using their IP addresses, and that to access CNN.com, we can type in its IP address. In this case, 157.166.226.26. As we can see, this pulls up the CNN homepage. However, remembering these long numbers is difficult, and so it's nice to have a mapping from a convenient name, like CNN.com, to an IP address. And this functionality is given to us in the form of the Domain Name System, or DNS, which acts as a giant phone book containing these simpler names, domain names, and their associated IP addresses. We can even purchase our own domain name from a domain name registrar like GoDaddy. A registrar is an entity that interfaces with ICANN, the organization that manages all of the registered domain names. Since GoDaddy is selling domains, and they have dynamite Super Bowl ads, let's go try to buy one. As a side note, it seems like a lot of my videos have to do with shopping sprees, so my apologies for any financial difficulties I might be creating for you. I've just pulled up the GoDaddy homepage, and we can see a few menu options across the top. Let's type in a sample domain. Let's say, I love RJ Aquino, and we'll leave .com selected in the drop-down menu. If we click search, we'll see whether or not it's available. And it is. Somehow that's not surprising. If we instead search for something like, and I'm just going to go back, cse1.net, we might see that it's in fact not available. Here we see it's already registered, but GoDaddy informs of some other options that we might prefer. Returning to iloveRJAquino.com, we see that there are a lot more options of things we can do. First, there's this big orange button asking if we want to add the domain name to our shopping cart. And I think we do. Below, there's something we'll see again and again as we navigate GoDaddy.com, and that is them trying to sell us upgrades and additions that we don't really need. For instance, here we could protect our name by buying some matching domains with different TLDs. As a quick reminder, TLD stands for top-level domain, and they are the suffixes like com, net, or org. There are even country-specific CC TLDs, the CC standing for country code, like US, LY, and SY. However, since I don't want any other TLDs, I'll just click Add and continue to checkout. Again, there's an attempt to sell us some more merchandise, but let's make the difficult choice to pass on these wonderful opportunities. We'll click Continue, and now we'll see some options that might actually be more useful for us. In the top left, we see web hosting, on the top right, website builder, and here, email. Remember that buying a domain name is separate from actually hosting a website. If we want to purchase space on some server to host the website for us, we could select this web hosting option and a web hosting package. However, I don't think we need that right now, and nor do I think we need a website builder or email addresses. So let's go ahead and click Continue. So this takes us to a page that looks like it's almost a checkout page. We see a few options to configure the length of time that we want to purchase this domain name for. So here we see 5 years, maybe we only want it for 1 year. Below, there are some other options for more domain names that are similar that we could buy. And then when we're finished, we can simply click Checkout. By clicking this Checkout button, I'm prompted to log in because I haven't already. And after I did that, I would be able to input my payment information and buy the domain. However, I've decided that I don't actually want this domain, and if I log into my account, I'll show you a domain name that I've already purchased. So let's navigate to GoDaddy's admin panel to see what we can do with it. If I click the My Account button in the top left corner, we see we arrive at the admin panel and there are options for things like domains, emails, photos, and a lot more. Since we're interested in domains, I'm going to click plus to see all the domains we have. And here we see ilovebenshryock.com, which was very difficult to acquire, but I managed to anyway. If we click launch, we're going to be taken to a even more detailed control panel for this domain. So, glancing around, we can see some specific information about the domain name, such as when it expires over here on the left, whether or not it's going to auto-renew, in this case it won't, and more. And if we look up to the very top of the page, we see three very important things across the navigation panel: domains, hosting, and email. And since I think we've already become experts on domains, let's move on to hosting. If I click hosting, we see that there's really nothing there. And as I said earlier, if we wanted to host some content at this domain name, such as a big picture of myself, we would need to purchase web hosting to do so. And although domain names usually cost $10 to $15, and this one was actually only $1.17 with tax, the real cost of creating a website is often the hosting. You can get inexpensive hosting plans through a provider like GoDaddy or Bluehost or something similar for as little as a few dollars a month. But it really can be much more than that if you need more options. Finally, let's check out the email tab. Once it loads, we can see that I already have one email address, info@ilovebenshrock.com. That came with the website. I'm very excited to have it. And we see there's also a simple interface to create new email addresses. If I click this Create button, there are only three fields I need to fill in to create a new email. Unfortunately, though, we see here that I have no email accounts available and I need to buy more. Let's follow the link and see what it shows us. All right, so business class email. Scrolling down, we see that there are a few different ways in which I could purchase email accounts. Here we see a personal option for $1.50 a month, which gives us one email address. We see business and unlimited business, which are both more expensive, but provide us with more email addresses and more space for each email account. I hope you've learned something today about the process of buying a domain name. Once you look under the hood, it's really not as difficult as it might first appear. Now, I'm going to go snatch up iloverjaquino.com before someone else does. I'm Ben Shryock, and this is Buying a Domain Name.